Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Arcata police officers served a search warrant at a residence in the 2000 block of Ariel Way yesterday morning, and they found a large indoor marijuana growing operation. Nearly 800 plants were seized, and the grow utilized 10 1,000 kilowatt lights, and that ate up more than 5,000 kilowatt hours of electricity per month. That's more than 1,000 times the electricity used in an average California home. Officers also found processed weed as well as hash, and they arrested 32-year-old Kathleen Richardson at the site. She was booked into county jail on possession and cultivation charges, building and wiring code infractions. Well, they were also found, and electrical service to the residents was shut off. A similar story, also from the Arcata PD, the County Drug Task Force and Sheriff's deputies. They served a search warrant at a residence on Central Avenue in McKinleyville Tuesday and found an indoor marijuana grow on site. Officers seized more than 300 plants, as well as a fire hazard due to the rewiring. 38-year-old Robert Mockwitz and his wife, 32-year-old Daniel Mockwitz, were both arrested on scene, booked into county jail on possession and cultivation charges. The couple's 2-year-old daughter was taken into custody by Child Welfare Services. If you need to find some records and research from the Humboldt County office, you may notice the county now has a public information specialist. Sean Quincy took some time on the Talk Shop program to discuss what his new job entails.
Honestly, a big part of it is going to be dealing with media and interacting with media. But another big part of it is handling public records requests. We get a lot of them every week, and it's going through a lot of files and pulling out a lot of records and dealing with a lot of legalese.
Quincy used to work as a newspaper reporter. Last night, a Brookings police officer initiated a traffic stop on a black Honda passenger car for traffic violations. The stolen Honda sped away northbound in attempts to elude. 40-year-old Keith Hodges attempted to elude officers, according to the press release, on Highway 101. As Hodges attempted to turn onto a graveled entrance to Martin Ranch Road, he lost control, hitting multiple mailboxes. A female passenger, now identified as June Lawson, jumped from the still-moving vehicle and was immediately taken into custody. Hodges continued driving on Martin Ranch Road a short distance, abandoned the vehicle, fled on foot into the woods between Martin Ranch Road and Whales Head Resort. A few hours later, a representative of Whales Head Resort called to report a male subject later identified as Hodges hiding inside one of their vehicles at the resort. Curry County Sheriff's and Brookings Police responded and took Hodges into custody without further incident. More KINS News after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
With federal agencies, along with state and county authorities, in a constant battle with marijuana growers, we receive a steady stream of press releases regarding the results of search warrants served at locations throughout the county. Sergeant Steve Watson, head of the County Drug Task Force, explains how the mission has changed over the years.
Last few decades, campaign against marijuana, approximately 1983, because of all the homicides Humboldt County was having in Mendocino County and Trinity County, Emerald Triangle, and the counties needed assistance, manpower, and the state formed CAMP. And that's how that started with the outdoor marijuana planting. And then fast forward to 2012, because marijuana is easily detected from the air. During the mid-90s, everybody started growing indoors. And that's what we're dealing with in 2012, is indoor marijuana grows.
Sergeant Watson went on to give some details about how search warrants are obtained, and it's not what you may think.
PG&E records, to this day, it requires a search warrant. Like, to get a search warrant to get in somebody's house, a simple smell of green marijuana, if you can prove it came from 1234 Smith Lane, you know that smell's coming from that house, and you hear fans running or the humming of bellas, you can get a search warrant to get in there. You don't need PG&E records. Majority of our warrants is strictly on the smell of marijuana coming from a structure.
The fight against marijuana in the Emerald Triangle is an ongoing struggle, and even Watson has admitted that we've lost the war, but we continue to fight the battles.